Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about just the two of us being here. And we got some things that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the financial mysteries. Financial mystery number 2 and 3. You know, I've been talking about this in the past. It's just you and me, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think you probably know that by now. And so the main thing that I want to talk about is the financial mysteries that I talked about in the last week. I talked about the first one. This is the second one, second of three series that I'm talking to you about. First one was about the first financial mystery. This will be 2 and 3. And the reason is because, as you know, the SBA reports that half of small businesses fail in the first 4 years. Well, 20 years ago, they failed in the first 5 years. That's a 20% increase in startup failures, folks. That's the reason why I'm talking to you about this. It's obvious to me that a lot of people haven't learned what must be done to sustain your business. Fundamental financial management. You've got to be able to do it. If you think you're an excellent financial manager, then you won't find any mysteries here because they've been around a long time. But if you think you could use a little help with your financial management, then this, what I'm going to talk to you about is what you need. And previously I talked about that cash and accounting are not the same thing. Today I'm going to talk about the other two. So the second financial mystery is you can be profitable but not have cash flow. Think about that. You can be profitable but not have cash flow. Here's what this looks like. If you pay suppliers before customers pay you, your company may be profitable, but someone else has your cash. Here's what that sounds like. Your receptionist says, "Hey, boss, your banker's on the phone. Something about being overdrawn." And you say to yourself, "That can't be. The bottom line on my financial statement shows we're making money. We're making a profit. How could I be out of cash?" Well, my friends, this is like the Blondie cartoon. Remember Blondie, the cartoon? They're still running that thing after all these years. There was one little cartoon where Blondie couldn't understand why she was out of money because there were still checks left in her checkbook. Well, she looked good on paper, but she was out of cash. You look good on paper, but you're out of cash. The profit you derive from customer purchases was accounted for and presented on your financial statement, but the actual cash receipts for the purchases may not happen, will not happen until after the accounting period. You can't spend profit on the bottom line of your operating statement. By the same logic, posting a periodic loss doesn't mean that you're out of cash. By the way, your banker is still on hold. Financial mystery number 3. So here's what it looks like. When you have an open account, and by the way, the mystery is your cash in hand is not profit you can spend. Your cash in hand is not profit you can spend. Here's what it looks like. When you have an open account with your vendors, they make you pay near or at the point of sale, right? You can often have positive cash flow that can be misleading. Here's what that sounds like. You, man, this is great. I've never seen so much cash, Darlene. I'm going down to the dealership to pick up my new truck, and when the guy brings that new fixtures, go ahead and write the check. You think because you can pay your people, your vendors in 30 days, but your customers are paying you right now, you think you're in good shape, right? You've never seen so much cash. Well, Darlene says, "Hold up there, cowboy. I just totaled the vendor invoices for all the stuff we sold this month. You might want to see this before you order up the King Cab. And you say, dang, this total is more than my cash. What's going on here? Well, in the twinkling of an eye, your new pickup just got T-boned by financial mystery number three. And that is that the cash in hand is not profit you can spend. This mystery is probably the biggest reason point-of-sale businesses fail, like a restaurant, a lot of retail organizations. Did you ever see a restaurant open and close within 90 days when the food and the service was excellent? Why? I love that restaurant. Why did they close? They just opened up. Well, it wasn't because of the food. It probably wasn't because of the service. It probably wasn't because of the location. It was probably because they spent the cash that they took in thinking that that they could spend it. They didn't realize that cash didn't belong to them. It didn't belong to capitalizing the business. It belonged to paying the bills. There's a reason most startup companies begin their relationship on a COD basis with vendors. If a vendor ever puts you on COD and it hurts your feelings, and when you're in the early stages of a business, there's a reason for that, because they know you probably don't know as much about managing your financials as you should. If you don't understand financial mystery number three, the cash in your hand is not profit you can spend. If you don't understand that, you might put yourself on COD until you do. This will be on the test, my friends. No legitimate business can out-profit bad cash management. I've never seen anybody with bad cash management who could recover from that, who could sustain their business for very long, even if they are profitable. It just doesn't work. So, folks, as you continue to operate your business, think about these, what I call the mysteries. They're not really mysteries; they're fundamentals. But if you can't write these down and explain them the same way I'm explaining them, then they're kind of a mystery to you, because it doesn't take a genius to be able to understand these. You can't spend the cash that's in the till, because that's not what that's for. You got to deposit it and pay the bills and do the accounting. And just because you're profitable doesn't mean that you got positive cash. Profit and cash are not the same thing. I talked about that before. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.